Martin, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Good deal, good deal. And Dave, can you say hello to Martin, Dave?
Well, he called me the resident expert on Delirious. I thought that was you.
Can you hear Dave okay?
I can, yeah. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time today.
All right, here we are.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
My pleasure. All right, well, we'll just jump right in to get started because Martin says he has another interview in 15 minutes, actually at 10 o'clock in the U.K.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
That's how it goes.
They're making you work hard, aren't they?
They are. You know, it's one thing after another, isn't it? But it's great to speak to you guys, though.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to chat with you. And, well, I guess we better jump right in and not waste any more of our valuable time here, huh?
Yeah. That's right. No, that's great. Fantastic.
Okay, here we go. Well, hello there, and welcome to our community on KRDU 1130. My name is Ken Adams. Joining me Mike's side today is a gentleman who's been on the air a few times with me here at KRDU, my pastor from Third Day Fresno. It's Dave Wainscott. Dave, hello there, and thanks for joining me today.
You bet. Thank you. It's an honor.
And the reason we have Dave Wainscott in is because he is the resident expert on the phenomenally popular Christian band Delirious. And it just so happens, live on the line from the United Kingdom, we have Martin Smith of Delirious. Hello, Martin.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. Thank you very much.
It's great to be chatting here. And I brought Dave in because I've got to confess, Martin, Dave knows a lot more about Delirious than I do. That doesn't offend you, does it?
Wow. I reckon he knows more about Delirious than I do.
Well, Dave, what's the burning question you've always wanted to ask Martin Smith about the band?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Sonia and I got married August 30th, 1985. And about 10 years later, you had a pretty historic August 30th. There's a song that comes off the CD, King of Fools, called that. But that was really a pivotal moment in your life and your discernment process about the band. I know you know what I'm talking about, but it would help others to hear some of that story because it really shapes who you are today.
Yeah, sure. All those years ago, my wife and I were traveling back through the middle of the night to actually visit our new little niece who had just born. And so that's why we came back through the night from somewhere. And actually, we were in a car crash. And, you know, it was amazing that I kind of got out alive. And, you know, so I really had a big life-changing experience. And, you know, while I was in hospital, you know, I felt God really speak to me about, you know, the future and music and wanted to kind of give my life to God and you know, really go for the music thing. And so that was, I think, almost like 14 years ago. So a lot happened since then, and Delirious have been around the world and back again.
And here we are today. I think there's probably a few listening who haven't yet heard the news, even some Delirious fans, that by the end of the year, Delirious has officially taken a break from recording and touring for as long as forever. I really appreciated the last three albums especially. Been a fan for a long time, but they really feel like a trilogy, and I know you've kind of felt about them kind of that way too, the connected message, kind of a deeper move into more challenging material, particularly in the area of impacting the world. And I do know the last several years, you guys have had your hearts broken as you've traveled the world. And part of the reason is the band is coming to this conclusion is there's a new ministry emerging, which is real exciting, called Compassion Arts. So bring us up to date on what's going on.
Yeah, sure. Well, Compassion Art really came out of us guys traveling to some extremely poor parts of the world. And, you know, I've got some amazing friends that I've met on my travels over the years, a lot of songwriters, a lot of artists, and we decided to gather them for a monumental week in Scotland, and we wrote some songs together, and we gave the copyright to those songs away, and we have now just recently recorded 14 of those songs, and that record has just come out in America. So it's been fantastic to work with all those guys on this project, people like Michael W. and Matt Redman and Stephen Curtis Chapman and Paul Balosh and Israel Houghton and Tim Hughes and Darlene Check, and you know, the list goes on, and we just became a team, and it's it's been a fantastic experience for us all.
And the catch is, where does the money go from this project?
Well, there are 16 projects that we've nominated within the Compassion Art banner. And, you know, some of those the artists themselves have nominated, projects that they're involved in. And then there are four headline charities that we want to support, and that's one is called Ray of Hope, which goes into the Amazon in Brazil and finds forgotten people groups and builds schools and hospitals. One is called Hand of Hope, which is actually ministering to kids on trash heaps in Cambodia and in the red light districts of Mumbai in India. So doing incredible things. So that kind of gives you a taste. And the other one is Watoto in Uganda. We're trying to build a creative art center there for the kids. So, you know, please get involved and buy the record, and the money will go straight to these projects.
That is amazing. And, yeah, we can refer people to CompassionArt.tv, and I'm sure there's also information on Delirious.net. Amazing ministry. Yeah, thank you for taking the time and letting us up on that. Hey, I think one of the things Ken's audience enjoys pursuing is the state of the church, particularly here in America. I know you all have had a motto. It even showed up in your lyric one time. You don't have to believe to belong. And I think the church and our side of the pond is just beginning to learn what that might mean. Would you unpack what that means to you?
Hey, well, I mean, you know, I'm a poet, not a church leader, but I think what that means for us is that, you know, church is a place of relationship, isn't it? Yeah. Of people from all walks of life, from every background and race and denomination and upbringing, and to come together and worship God. And I think that sometimes we put limits on that, don't we, because of our denominations or our preconceptions of how we should do church. But actually, when Jesus walked the earth, he was all about relationships with people, finding people's hearts, finding people that would love him and serve him. And, you know, sometimes, in my experience, there are people who have, you know, got involved because of relationship. And they belong to what you do even before they believe in it. And, you know, it's that can easily happen if you ask someone on a missions trip that's not a Christian, and somehow they begin to, you know, belong to what you do before they maybe even believe in it. I think, you know, that's where we have to just trust God a little bit more.
That'd be a great place to be. All right, one more thought, and we'll let you go. Thank you for taking the extra time. I know and can guess over the years some of the crazy questions you've gotten. It usually relates around, where do we file you guys? Are you worship? Are you rock? Are you Christian? Are you whatever? You know, and I think one of the things God seems to be doing in our day is, you know, is just casting aside some of those labels, and like you talk about, just following the relationship with him and others. But how has that felt over the years? I mean, literally not knowing how to be pegged.
Well, actually, it's only really North America that kind of wants to do that. I think that around the world, people enjoy the fact that we're a rock band and play great music. We play God music, hopefully, and it touches people, breaks people's hearts. That's what we've tried to do over the years, is just write the music that God has given us at the time. And, you know, we can let other people worry about what box it goes in.
Very good. Ken, you want to wrap up?
Well, yeah. Well, we've got Martin for a few more minutes here, right, so I'm going to take advantage of the time. Is that okay, Martin?
Yeah, sure.
We've got at least 5 minutes here. You started your own record company a number of years ago, Furious Records. In fact, it's the lovely lady Stephanie who has connected me with you. How long has Furious been in existence?
Well, it kind of ran alongside the band in the early days because, you know, we didn't really want to sign to anyone. There were a couple of Christian labels in the UK, and, you know, we just felt that we could do a good job on our own. Whether we did or not is another question, but, you know, it was a great thing. It gave us a lot of freedom, a lot of creativity, and, you know, that was really exciting looking back. So yeah, we've always had that, and we've had Curious Music as well, which is our publishing company. And so we've kind of kept everything a little bit in house over the years, and you know, it's paid off for us in a lot of ways.
It's probably a good time to ask why the name Furious Records. In fact, let's go back to the beginning. Why the name Delirious?
Well, Delirious in the English dictionary means to be wildly excited about something, and we think we are, you know. And then Furious rhymed with Delirious, and you know, and also people were a little bit annoyed that we wouldn't sign with them, so we called that Furious, and then we called the publishing Curious because people were kind of, well, where on earth are all these songs coming from? You know, they can't keep a track of it. So, you know, we're having a bit of fun.
Delirious, Furious, and Curious. You have a special place in my heart, Martin, because my passion almost the last 10 years has been Celtic Christian music. The lady who began it all for me was Moya Brennan, and you gave her a home at Furious.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady. And we love Moya very much. She's got an incredible voice. And so, yeah, she's fantastic.
Now, any truth to what I've heard suggested that maybe you folks are being absorbed by Kingsway Music there in the UK?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. You know, as we move forward and the band comes to a natural end, then Kingsway are going to take all the future Delirious releases and all the back catalogue. So we're really pleased about that. And the guy that has been running our operation is now going to work for Kingsway. So that's turned out really well.
So you're calling it quits for Delirious, and after churning out amazing music, including what some folks have described as a modern worship classic, I Could Sing of Your Love Forever, what are you going to do after the music career?
Well, I think music's always going to figure in our life, and you know, I'm always going to write songs, and so I'm sure that will always happen. But for now, you know, it's a period of reflection and just waiting on God and seeing what the next season holds.
Sounds good. Never know what might wait around the corner, huh?
That's right.
That's the way life is. Dave, you want to say goodbye?
Well, I'll say it this way. Thank you so much for all you've meant over the years. A quick story. My friend I went to high school with wound up not being an active Christian, got into kind of a cult and was really, you know, confused spiritually. He was visiting us. All it took was 30 seconds of one of your songs, and he allowed me to take him to a Christian bookstore to buy your CD. He says, "What is that amazing music?"
Wow.
And I know you hear stories like that all the time, so thank you for your influence.
No, that's incredible. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Martin Smith. God bless you in your future endeavors. Looking forward to hearing great, huge, and holy things from you after you shut down Delirious. Do stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, will do. Thank you ever so much, guys.
Thank you. In the seconds I have before I let you go, Martin, could I have you do a very quick station promo for me?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay. It's very simple. Just introduce yourself. Hi, this is Martin Smith of Delirious.
Hi, this is Martin Smith of Delirious.
You're listening to Radio That Changes Lives.
Okay, Radio That Changes Lives. Okay, here we go. Hi, this is Martin Smith from Delirious, and you are listening to Radio That Changes Lives.
KRDU 1130.
KRDU 1130.
Absolutely perfect, and we got you up to the 10 o'clock point here, so I'll let you go for your next interview, Martin.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.